Hello.
Oh, hi, Yuri.
Yes, hello.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up with you regarding your account and the cancellation request.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I saw that you signed up about, 3 weeks ago, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
I already talked with two representatives from your company, and I explained everything why we canceled our services.
I see. Well, they forwarded the call to me because I'm in the cancellation department, so I just wanted to select a reason code. And let me see here.
Your team screwed up with everything. I mean, tech team. They didn't sell us the right areas. They didn't put the right type of business. So they screwed up with everything. Oh, and they made my Google business profile worse than it was before. So I had to readjust it by myself and spend around 2 or 3 hours by myself to fix everything.
I saw that in the notes, but I also see that the keywords that they selected for you are consistent with the keywords on your website, so I don't
Let's start from the situation that the keywords already was there. And I told them that not to delete any keywords that I already have and just add any additional keywords that they think might work with my profession.
Okay.
And
so then they deleted.
They didn't add anything to my account. Maybe just a couple extra interior painting and exterior painting, and it was doubled.
Okay.
So
okay.
Two extra double keywords on Google Business. They also put in post the King County. I don't serve the whole King County. And everybody know that if with a hashtag and Google Ads will work for with hashtag King County, this advertisement
mm-hmm.
Might be seen in a whole King County. And that means if
okay.
Company from really far from my company area will call to me and ask, hey guys, I need to paint my house, and I will tell them, you know, we don't serve this area.
Right.
They can actually put one star just because it looks like somebody gave the wrong information. That's it. And there was a bunch
oh.
of...
The one-star review was posted before you signed up with us, Yuri. You signed
yes,
up with us on May 29th, and that was posted on May 18th, 11 days before you started working with us.
I didn't tell you that this one-star review was...
okay.
And I also asked your company to solve this question, and because I sent two requests to Google, nothing happened, and it looks like your company doesn't have any extra power with or extra connections with Google. So after your request, this one-star review for nothing still on my account. So the main reason why I decided just to stop working because the tech team screwed up with a hashtag. They put the words that doesn't so the services that I don't provide, like renovation, interior design. I don't work with this, and they put it into the post. For advertisement.
I see. So
they
looking...
put the wrong location. They put the wrong type of business. They made keywords a duplicate, and they deleted my codes from my account and put just the cities instead of codes. I think it is more than enough mistakes why I'd like to stop to work.
Yeah. So you were doing your own search engine optimization before you signed up with Local Slash?
Yes.
I see. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll cancel the account now, but I do want to let you know that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, the $598 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's because we do quote 30 to 45 days to get everything set up correctly, get your business on the first page and ringing with new clients, and we're only at the 3-week mark. Yeah.
Yes.
So it has, you know, it hasn't got to that point yet. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. You told that it is 45 days for correct adjustment. And your team did it absolutely incorrectly.
So
and this is what I told that guys. It is fine for me if I will be this guy who just. Oh, I don't see any changes. Maybe your company did bad work or doesn't work for me. No, your team just screwed up with every aspect of my company. And after that, I spent a few hours to fix everything by myself.
Mhm. Yeah, that's frustrating. I understand where you're coming from.
And this
you know?
Is why I asked about a partial refund, not because this is just my emotional decision. It is a decision because your guys are screwed up.
Mhm. So, but what I'm saying is, have you give it more time to the 6-week mark? All of that can be corrected. Because let's say that they put hashtag interior design on there, although they're promoting you as a painting company and you don't want that on there. Communicate that with us and we don't put that anymore, you know? So I think that it's just all about making sure.
Are you serious right now? Your tech team had 3 weeks. Almost a month. I don't have so much many products. I don't serve so many areas. I don't work with the entire USA. I told them, guys, just add a little bit of extra keywords that you don't see in my account. Do not change locations. You have phone records, and it is really easy to just listen one more time, listen careful, and just check. Maybe we just don't need to put, you know, the whole King County. This company doesn't work with the whole King County. It is really easy to do.
So I'm looking at the notes from your client interview on May 30th, right after you signed up, and Lorene asked you what your target area is, and your answer was Bellevue, Washington, King County, Washington. He doesn't want us to delete all other cities.
No, this is a lie.
Oh, that's a lie. Okay. I'm just looking at her notes. So, I mean, I'm not listening to the call or anything, but I could go back and listen to it and see what
you can
said
listen
there.
The phone
but
call
I trust
record.
You. I mean, you wouldn't be telling me you don't want King County if you do. You know what I mean? So I trust you. I'm just telling you that that's what she put in the notes. For the targeted and put, he doesn't want us to delete all the other cities that he already added in the Google business page. So that wasn't done. They didn't go and delete anything. It was just that you don't like that they put King County on the post, right?
So we, okay, so that means just only one thing, that even this representative screwed up with just taking information from customer. So every person who worked with my account screwed up. In the beginning, she put the wrong note about the King County. Then, okay, tech team starts work. Why they put duplicates in the keywords? That means, again, second team again screwed up.
Yeah, I don't see duplicates in there now, so whatever had happened had been corrected. And since you've gone in and also removed us as a manager, too, so I can't really see, like, the updated, but I see what was done before that happened, and it looks okay. And, I mean, just what I'm saying is let's say that you were hired to do a complete interior painting on a home, right? And I don't know how long something like that takes, but let's just say that you tell them, you know, oh, it's a 2,200 square foot home and I could do it in 2 weeks, for example. And then when you're 10 days into it, they come and they say, you screwed up everything. Everything looks horrible. We don't like it this way. It's the wrong colors. It's the wrong this. It's the wrong that. You could say, well, yeah, but I'm not at my 2 week mark yet. It's everything's not going to be perfect yet because we're still learning how to work together and how to promote you and what type of things you will.
This is absolutely inadequate position, to be honest, because when I work with my customers, first of all, you don't even understand how I work with my customers. Another thing, when I take information from my customers, I know exactly what color it will be. I check the color like a few times before we even start. Then during the process, I check everything. And
right.
I didn't have for all 7 years here in USA, never any situations when I screwed up with my customers.
So I want to let you know that all I can do is cancel the account. You did sign in the agreement that the amount that you paid is non-refundable. I'll get with the head of that department and see if he would approve a partial refund. But what I want to do is at least cancel it now, because if not, on June 29th, you're charged again, and I don't want that to happen, right? So at least I'll cancel.
Sorry for interrupting you. I actually surprised that it wasn't canceled 2 days ago when another person called to me and told that you sent request about cancellation. So I thought actually that another person will cancel this account.
Well, he said that he advised you that he couldn't cancel the account, but you would get a call back within the day, and you preferred after 2 hours. So he sent me the call, and then I called you 2 hours later. You talked to him at 10:05 Pacific time. I called you at 12:35 Pacific time and left a message. So I think maybe, you know, when you called back, you spoke with someone else that also sent the message over to me. So you and I had played phone tag. But you thought that when you talked to him, he already canceled it, but he was forwarding to me for the cancellation, right?
Why he told me, okay, I'm canceling it right now, but another person will connect with you just to clarify the situation about the partial refund, or maybe they will be able to do something. Why every guy in this company don't want to work in the right way?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't speak for what he said. I mean, he's not in my department and he doesn't handle cancellations. I could definitely pull the call and put him through some more training. But the fact of the matter is, at least we're getting it done now, so you don't have to worry about any further charges. You'll get a confirmation within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled. And then, like I said, I'll send over to that head of the department for a partial refund request. And if they approve it, you'll get a second email letting you know that we're issuing a partial refund. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so let me just at least get this done, and then we can kind of go from there. Okay, so I'm so sorry that it didn't work out for you, Yuri. I understand your frustration, and I'm going to do everything I can to help you out with getting you a partial refund. But for now, at least we're getting this canceled. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, okay?
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.